which is that this will be a very, very short message. Mainly because I think I'd spent yesterday trying, and basically for a couple of weeks thinking about this, but it's been hard. And so, but also with the Samoan church wanting to come in, I wanted us to actually be in fellowship a little bit more, just to meet and greet and share. But before I share my message, I want to ask you this question. What comes into your mind when you think about God? I'll grab my paper now. Not going to say any more than that. What comes into your mind when you think about God? Don't share with me now. But I encourage you to spend some time this week, next week, because in 3 weeks' time, I'll tell you why. No, because I want you in 3 weeks' time, by 3 weeks' time, to do something. So if you need paper, what I want you to do is write a letter to yourself, because you don't want it to go elsewhere. A real letter. So that's why I have paper in front of me. If you want paper, sorry, it has no lines on it. So it's for those that don't care. Write it to yourself like you're writing to a friend. No, they don't have to do it now. So if you need paper, there's some paper there. But write it like you're writing to a friend and you're sharing with them as to your new friend, God. Talk to them like you would talk to your friend about your new friend. This person, by the way, you're writing to is yourself, but that's okay. Think of it in that process. And if you're up for a really big challenge, mail it to yourself. Put it in an envelope, put it in Australia Post, go back to snail mail, and a few days later, it'll come back to you, hopefully. Hopefully. It could take longer than a few days. Who knows? Which is why I'm giving you 3 weeks, okay? You've got 3 weeks to get it done. The reason being is when you get it back, yeah, it'll be a surprise. And we don't normally get many letters in the mail these days, so it's a good thing. But do it so that when it comes back to you, you read it and think about you're receiving this letter from a friend who's telling you about a friend called God. So you can grab it at the end, because you can go home and take your time to write this out. The challenge, and this is for all of us, it's not just for you, it's for the leaders and the elders and everybody else. You can write it on pithy paper, you can put scroll, well, scroll will be more expensive in the mail. That's $1.80, I think it is, a letter now. Something like that for a normal envelope stamped.
Don't forget to sign it or you might move it
from. Yeah, that's right. And have a return address on the back, just so in case it gets lost. And by the way, there is no perfect letter. I'm not going to judge you on what you write or how you write. So hopefully your friend you're writing to doesn't judge your spelling or your grammar, okay? Because that'll be really harsh. Pick another friend, okay? But remembering, you're sharing with this friend about your new friend, God. But what does God mean to you? What comes into your mind when you think about God? You probably think it's dumb, but hey, humour me. Humour me. You have to write to your friend called Kim. It's to you. It's to yourself. Friend. But write it as in a sense of a letter to a friend, but it's you. You're writing to yourself. You know, you're writing it with the question. I want you to write it with the question of what comes into your mind when you think about God. But write it as you would write a story or a letter. So it's not meant to be dot point. It's not meant to be theological. And it's not meant to be critiquing. Okay? I am. I am saying this to myself. And if you are in a household where two letters will come home, don't go waiting to read yours over the top of someone else's. Just like I do, yes. I will not read your letter. This is a letter that you wrote to yourself. So, you. You're reading it to you. And the reason is,
you're the author.
No, I'll share with you why in that 3 weeks' time. And for those that don't know, there's a statement that Mr. Tozer, what's his first name? The author.
AJ
Tozer, yeah. He made a statement, but I'll share that in 3 weeks' time. But the reason I want you to do it, and I want to do it, is that it is a challenge. How would you write a letter? But it's a letter that you're writing to yourself of your friend, God. So describe God whatever way you want to yourself. The reason I'm doing that is you will know. When you go out on the streets, how do you explain God to someone? Which God? What is God to you? Lots of questions in there. But let's just start with that one. Just write a letter to yourself. If you don't want to post it, don't post it. Put it somewhere and then forget about it for a week and then come and pick it up and read it. I don't mind. But anyway, do the challenge. You know, we started this back in January, our journey. We have the roster three, my goodness. I was just looking back. I actually went through all the messages, except yours and mine aren't on the website, by the way. No, luckily Marjorie talked about them. but yeah, we've been going in this topic for a while now, all on faith and trust, and it's all about growing in faith and trust. And that's been since January 2024. So all of us message bearers, Rusty, Derek, Graham, Deb, Marjorie, myself, Michael. So I have a question for you. Have you found this interesting, this topic? Yeah, well, everyone, because those speaking also were listening at one stage. Has it been challenging to us? Or is it best we don't ask that question? There are many interesting messages taught by the three teams. And I would encourage you to go back online. So if you know our website, livestreamcf.org.au, and you can find it under the audio lounge. They're not in sequence because Mr. Branch keeps uploading them on dates. It's sequenced by dates and dates don't work. But that's okay. There are messages in there and they are good to listen to again. It's hard listening to yourself though. I find that difficult. But it's good. There's a lot of good wisdom in there. There is a lot of good wisdom in there. And I'm encouraged by it. And you know, they've shared about Jesus and his ministry while he was on earth and how Christ Jesus himself gathered followers who heard this message And then how these disciples and Israelis changed their ways in that period of time and were challenged by what they heard or had to do according to the word spoken over them. Which is why I asked, are you challenged by what's spoken over you? These saints in scriptures who gave up their life and followed Yahweh and Jesus' way, they ended up becoming warriors for the kingdom of God. They grew stronger in the power of the Holy Spirit that was working through them. Sometimes we need to listen to our message over and over again and actually hear what the Holy Spirit's saying. Because he wants to share something personal with you and you alone. Sometimes we need to not predetermine the outcome of that message, but allow God's passion for you to come through. You know, the songs today were about Imadri's heart in that song is about coming back to worship God. It's interesting. We don't talk between messages and worship, but the worship ends up reflecting the message. All of that's been our last 7 months of journey that's been shared. My message today takes a little challenge. It's only an intro. So Michael's somehow going to come up with a miracle next week and give it some body. But mine today is starting with the title of Walk by Faith and Not by Sight. What does that mean? There are lots of sermons and messages out there on the internet world, and I went searching, and there are a plethora of them. But I didn't want to actually use them. I feel God's saying something different. I'm sure many of you have heard or listened to these and had similar messages while sitting in other churches over time. What I have reviewed in our shared sermons over the last 7 months is that we have all shared the how to grow in God. How to grow in faith and trust. And this has been based on scriptures spoken either by Jesus himself or through the psalmists or the prophets and the scribes of the Torah. None of that is wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's wrong. None of that is wrong. In fact, what it has shared is very powerful, and keeping us all on that right path. It's a narrow path, but it's the right path, as one would say. But I have to ask questions. Has it helped you personally? For the message writers, it does challenge us. Because when you write something, you've got to live it. And it is a challenge. Do you now do things differently after hearing those messages? And I guess in short, have you changed? If so, then awesome. God's powerful message through our obedience as the message givers to listen to him and share what he is saying to us to give to you is delivering fruit. And if not, then I'll let you ask yourself why. Maybe the challenge I said at the beginning might help you. Write that letter. Like I said, today is a short message. Michael, next week, will delve much more deeper into this topic, and I will add to it on the 25th of August. But let me close. It is short. I'm telling you it's short. It is closed. I want to borrow from the ladies that spoke last week, Colossians 3. So turn to Colossians 3. And I just want to end on these two verses that I think God's just given us some awesome insight. So we're going to Colossians 3, and the first verse is 14. And verse 14 says, "Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Then jump down to 17. "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Both of those two verses require us to do things differently. It's not about the doing, it's about how you've changed to do things differently. And I feel the message God wants to give us is, why are we a Christian? Is probably the simple answer, or simple question to my challenge. Why do we want to do things differently? It's obvious, obviously, in a world that's full of hardship, disaster, but why do some people do and some people don't want to be Christians? It's just me. I've got to always challenge myself around, why does someone do that? What caused them to do that? Well, yeah, I know where I'm going to go back to. And I know what I'm going to talk about, but I want you to try and write to yourself about why. So that's why it's a letter to yourself explaining God to a friend. And when you read it, I don't know, you could critique yourself, I don't mind, but have a read of how you describe God to your friend. It's a challenge because it's not a logical task. But it's those who journal, those who write letters to friends every day of the week, it will be a breeze because it's easy to just talk about people. But if you're not that type of person, me, letter writing is a challenge. But I do remember one day when I've actually written a letter to God. Because I wrote it to God, not to myself, but to God. But when you read it, you go, that's me. I'm talking about me to me, not me to God. So it was 26 pages later that I finished my letter to God. I kept that.
That would have cost you a bit.
Yeah, it was a full book of writing paper. You know those little ones, the A5s that you get and got lines on them? So, but it is a healthy aspect, and it probably would challenge. And look, we met this week with Andrew McInnes. He's from the Church of Christ in New South Wales, and he's been employed to run around New South Wales, encouraging and helping churches, New South Wales Church of Christ. He came to us not to help us, but to ask thousands of questions, which was the opposite of what I was expecting him to do. But he came asking questions. And his questions were, they've just in their church of 300 people?
Yeah,
300 to 400 people. Not a little church. Not a little church. That's right. It's in Gosford, it's on the beach, and they all like the warm weather. In that size church, he was the pastor. He stepped down as the pastor because God believes that he needs to do things differently. And the eldership runs that church. Wow, imagine running 400 people. What a problem that is. Where's your pastor? And the church is struggling with a pastor sitting in the congregation, going, quick, get up there. And it's like, why? And he came to ask us, because we've been doing it. You know, it's, did we say 7 years? Seven, more than that. Yeah, it's more than that. We've been on a journey. 10 years, we've been on a journey. And look, I have nothing against pastors. I think they are perfect people. To the point in this world, they have a purpose and they have a ministry. What I'm saying is that God's not just looking at us, but he's looking at his whole church. And the challenge is out there for lots of churches. Not just Church of Christ, not just the Anglican churches, not just the Catholic churches, even the AOG churches are all struggling. And it's important that they do, because in our persecution or our challenges, we need to find out how to persevere. But I think the question we need to ask ourselves is, what does God mean to you as a church? So let me just finish on that. So Father, I just welcome you into that challenge. And Lord, as we progress over this next journey of this month, help us, Lord, to just hear you more on this time. That we may grow and come to have a deeper relationship with you, Abba, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.